Diary, Education of the Highest Value, circa 1890. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18 to 31. There is a great and important matter here to be considered. God, who is infinite in wisdom, who knoweth all things, the end even from the beginning, has given us in His holy word His decision in regard to education. Without a practical knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, whom He hath sent, and this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. John 17, verse 3. There is an education that is of more value than gold and silver and precious stones, more to be desired than worldly honor, than the empty applause of frivolous mortals. I have seen an end of all perfection, but Thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I Thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through Thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for Thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep Thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep Thy word. I have not departed from Thy judgments, for Thou hast taught me. How sweet are Thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through Thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep Thy righteous judgments. I have inclined mine heart to perform Thy statutes alway, even unto the end. The entrance of Thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Psalm 119, verse 96 to 106, 112, 130. This word of the living God is of infinite value if it finds entrance into the heart receiving it as the word of God, and this means that its truths are applicable to the soul. The revealed truths, with their convincing power finding entrance to the understanding and heart, become the power of God in the transformation of character of believers, because they are not only hearers, but doers of the word. All their conversation and course of action are in harmony with the education received from the word. Living by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, they have a divine instructor and are practical doers of the lessons received. The sure result is the same as in the case of Daniel. They possess a stronger and clearer understanding than before the entrance of the word into their understanding. With a purpose to obey, Daniel contemplated the word of God while a captive in the king's courts in Babylon, and he purposed in his heart he would form a character such as God should approve. He knew not what the result would be in his case and that of his companions if he went contrary to the king's decree. But as Daniel and his companions firmly purposed they would be true to God, they honored God in their steadfast purpose. The Lord had pledged His word, "Them that honor me will I, the God of heaven, honor." 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. The word of inspiration testifies, "As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams." Daniel 1, verse 17. At the end of the days of their education and training, they were brought in for examination. And among all the youth who were on trial and test, the word declares there was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Verses 17, 19, 21. Here is an education that is of highest value. For those who are laboring to secure an education, the very first step is to give their hearts to God and make the Bible their chief study. Let all the other branches come under this as secondary. As in the case of Daniel, in opening the heart to the entrance of the Word, they have light, heaven's light, shining from the throne of God. And that Word treasured in the heart gives understanding of the highest value to the simple. They who are simple of heart prize the Word of God as above rubies. They make that Word their guide and form their character of honesty and truthfulness, of temperance, integrity, uprightness, and perfection of character, according to its high, elevating, ennobling principles.
Those whose hearts are open to the instruction of the Word become intelligent in regard to the source of wisdom and pure, solid knowledge. We have the pledged Word of God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth him not because he is ignorant, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is as the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1, verse 5-8.